love the life I live. So if you see me, you think I'm wrong. Don't worry about me, just let me go. My sweet life ain't nothing but a thrill. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live.
Morning again, everybody. It's WMFO. Yes, it is. 10:03 in the morning. That was just, you know, I don't even have the words to describe. Another cut from Greg Allman's posthumous release, Southern Blood. I love the life I live. I can see that I mistyped it on the thing. I'll fix it. But what can you say? I mean, what a great gift from Mr. Allman. And yeah, he really was here. He was here, and he did that little intro for us, so that's pretty damn cool, I think. Okay, 10:03 in the morning, and Mike on the mic, happy to welcome a local singer-songwriter here. Your name is Lina R., isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And let's see, we met at that magical night at Lizard Lounge in the open mic.
Yeah, that was a great night.
It was a great night, and you know, Cheyenne was here last week.
Yep.
And it was just wonderful with him. And you are a much different artist than he is. He, of course, came from a long way away from here. But you're not too far. You just sort of, if you're looking at the state from the top, you take a left and you get to Worcester. That's where you're from.
Exactly. Very close. 45 minutes away.
Yeah. So how was it growing up in Worcester? I used to work there. It's an interesting place.
Yeah, it is an interesting place. There's a lot going on. There's like the college students and like lots of college campuses. Then like, there used to be so many manufacturing.
Oh, like, it was so industrial.
Places so industrial, and then like those companies all closed down, and so there's like
artsy stuff now.
Yeah, it's moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Moving in that direction for sure. There are like so many different communities living there. Yeah, and they're trying to really build up like new restaurants and new cafes and all sorts of things.
Restaurants there have always been awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what was your child like in that place? I just said like and it felt weird. Anyway, what was it like growing up in Worcester?
It was good. I lived like towards Shrewsbury, so it was
Restaurant Row, Shrewsbury Street.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I lived like in the woods, sort of like on a dead end street. But it was good. I was part of the like Lithuanian American community there.
Yeah.
There was a big Lithuanian population in Worcester. And then when I was growing up, people were sort of still around. And yeah, so that was a big part of my childhood growing up there.
Are you very much into the ethnicity? Did you have a lot of friends that were also Lithuanian and you did things together? And did that influence your childhood and your music or anything? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, kids at school would always talk about how they listened to, like, NSYNC and, like, Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I just listened to, like, Lithuanian folk music or, like Lithuanian, yeah. like, children's music.
Did
oh.
you get that, like, from your parents? Or?
Yeah. That was a big, like, my mom and my dad were a big influence on that.
Okay. So. And I'm sure you still retain a love for a lot of that, but when did it happen that you started to say, you know what, because you're kind of a folk artist now,
mm-hmm.
so that's that. When did that change happen? Did you discover it while in grade school and you started taking guitar? How did that happen?
Yeah, I feel like at home, my parents would also play like Leonard Cohen and Simon and Garfunkel and like the Beatles and stuff all the time.
You're a lucky kid.
Yeah. It was good music. And then I guess in high school, I sort of just gravitated towards like the music that made me have some sort of like emotional response to it. So I don't know. I was just like really connected to like folkier music somehow and like singer-songwriters always. And then in college, I sort of started like writing a little bit more and I was like, I want to sort of respond, you know, I want to add something to this world
and
of music.
Was that the time when you started to sort of sing and accompany yourself? Yeah.
Yes.
So it was really high school or college.
Yeah, college. At the beginning of the start of college and yeah, towards the end of college. But
okay.
Yeah.
And when you're in college, I mean, it's a great area for people to go out and sort of see what it's like to play in front of an audience. Did you have opportunities in college to do that? Open mics and that kind of thing?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, like, I could have, because I went to college in New York City.
Okay.
So there's, like, plenty of opportunities to do that. But I didn't really do that until this summer. I sort of started playing out this summer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So were you just sort of practicing by yourself and just sort of... I'm kind of trying to get at how did the... your love of this kind of music or the artists that you picked for your influences that we'll talk about, how did that sort of start to form you into who you are now?
Yeah.
Was it a gradual process, sort of like a solitary one, or did you have other folks who were kind of like, yeah, you know, you should listen to this kind of stuff, or how did it happen?
Yeah, I feel like it was sort of a solitary one because I sort of started... And like my friends in high school as well, they sort of had the same music taste. We would like trade music all the time. And when I was in school, when I was in college, I actually, I was like more of a behind the scenes music person. So I was the booking manager for a little folk music venue.
I get it now. It's starting to clear up. Okay. There's always a way somehow that you got into it. Okay.
Yeah.
I was kind of the same thing because I play the piano and I used to just sort of play in like school sponsored bands and that kind of thing. And I'm also kind of a geek since I'm sitting in front of this board. So yeah. Okay. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as a background person, kind of enjoying it and sort of practicing in your room by yourself, when did you end up coming back to this area and say, all right, I'm gonna hit some open mics and write some songs? And
well, I moved back to Boston in January for school, and then I was like, it's time, you know, like it's about time. I've been like trying to do this for a while, and I finally just sort of got it all together,
took the plunge,
went out into the world. And yeah, started playing some
It's a tough
stuff.
Plunge. Do you remember when you came back in January, when between then and now was the first time you went out and played in front of people around here?
It was this summer. It was like...
It wasn't like when I first saw you, was it?
No, no. Okay. It was like... When was that? Was it like August? June?
Okay.
June, July? Yeah, like June. I would say June.
Okay, because when I saw you at the Lizard Lounge, you were just wonderful. I just love your voice, and I love the way that you construct a song and perform it. So I want to let people sort of hear what mm-hmm. you do, and
yeah.
you have a couple of songs. There's five of them you want to play today, and the first one that we were looking at is called "Time Well Spent," and you sort of gave me the order that they'd be in too. Does this start chronologically, sort of?
It is chronological, yeah.
Okay, so this is one of the first ones.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
this is important. Tell us about "Time Well Spent."
I wrote this one probably 4 years ago or so.
Okay.
And it was the first song that I wrote, like, to completion, because before it was sort of just, like, ideas of things that would pop up every now and then. But this song, I just, like, sat down, and it sort of came out, and that was that. And then it took a while for me to, like, put music to it, actually.
Lyrics came first.
Lyrics always come first
okay.
for me.
Okay, okay.
And, yeah, and then I just added some chords, added some music, and then it was my first song.
So this is 4 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a complete song before this, or did you just recently finish it up and you're feeling good about it, or what's that like?
Yeah, I would say I wrote it like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then 2 years ago I put music to it, and then I've been like, yeah, it's been like hanging out around ever since. And so like now I'm actually like playing it, so it's been like a slow, a gradual process.
It's a common theme I hear from talking to a lot of you guys, that a song just sort of hangs out, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you sort of, it changes along with you, and
yeah,
then you just sort of come out with what you've got now. So will you be kind enough to treat us to this live?
Yes, of course.
All right. This is Lina with this special song that's taken 4 years. Well, really, okay, 4 years with two in the middle to sort of get going. But this one's called Time Well Spent, live in Studio A.
My, oh my, I see those tears gathering in those eyes. My, oh my, your words have taken you by surprise. My, oh my, talking and talking, trying not to cry. My, oh my, my, oh my, my, oh my. Your heart believes that time was well spent, but only I know the true lengths that it went. We're here at this table trying not to break the idea it has taken you so long to make. Dear, oh dear, what you have given is too much to bear. Oh dear, oh dear, my mind is racing, I sit and I stare. Dear, oh dear, your love to mine, there's no way to compare. Dear, oh dear, oh, your heart believes that time was well spent, but only I know the true lengths that it went. We're here at this table trying not to break the idea it has taken you so long to make. That steady love to supply is eating you whole. You've spent your time watering different breed instead of the simple being. One chance, one growing seed. One chance, one growing seed is all we received. Please, oh please, you live in the past, now set yourself free. Oh, please forgive me, forgive me.
Oh, that was terrific. There's the voice that I fell in love with that night. No, you have a real singer's voice and great control, I think I'd have to say, too. I mean, so Time Well Spent, is there a reason for the title? I mean, the lyrics were kind of hard to decipher what you were writing about. What do you think?
I guess it's about, you know, people who have different ideas of something. And when there's like a lack of communication, two separate people can have different, like totally different ideas about like one thing that
all time,
they
yeah.
share, that they have in common. And so, yeah, like one person might think that their time was well spent, while another person who's viewing the same thing is like, no.
No, you're not.
Yeah, so.
All right, beautiful melody there, and I love the little flow of it and the voice. So, so what would you like to do? You've got a couple more songs that you could play live. We have some influences. Did you say you wanted to play another one live, or would you like to talk about one of the three influences?
Let's go for one of the influences.
Yeah, good, because I want to kind of learn a little bit about who you listened to and who just sort of made you develop this way. Mm-hmm. You have three of them. I've queued up a great track. I love this from The Swell Season.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, and this is called In These Arms. So this one here, how did you find The Swell Season? What do they mean to you, and how did they sort of add to sort of like, oh yeah, this is, I want to do that, I want to do it like they do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how'd that happen?
I heard the song Falling Slowly somewhere, mm-hmm. By Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova, and I'm not sure where I heard it for the first time, but I just loved it and became sort of my favorite song. And then I saw the movie Once, where that song is from, and that whole soundtrack to that movie is just so beautiful and so amazing. And it is a movie, but like the soundtrack is also, it can be sort of just a standalone album that I listened to that album so many times. And yeah, so I started listening to other stuff that they did, and this album, The Swell Season, yeah, it just became one of my favorite albums, one of my favorite duos. And I still listen to Glenn Hansard and the stuff that Marketa Irglova also does, like as solo artists. But
okay,
yeah, it was just like this emotional response to it, and like attachment to the melodies and the music and the feeling of it, that just made me want to listen to it like over and over again.
Gotcha. So. You know, I did notice. I ask everybody that's here for the first time to sort of pick a couple of influences, and it's a tough thing to do. How do you pick just a couple? Mm-hmm. And I just want to share a secret with everybody. You didn't take long at all to come back with these three songs. So you know what I mean. So you kind of knew this one was the first one you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Why was this you just knew this was it?
Yeah, I guess when I think about my influences, it is like, it's sort of divided up into like three periods of time somehow, where it was like sort of high school days and things that I was listening to then, and things that I was like getting really into in my music, when my music taste was growing and I was listening, like trying to discover more artists that were like along these lines. And so this was from that time period, like Glenn Hansard and Falling Slowly, all the stuff that they did together. So it was just like sort of an automatic one. And I went back and listened to a few of the songs, and In These Arms like just sort of called out for like the moment that I'm in now. You know, like 3 years ago, I don't know if I would have chosen this one specifically, but
perfect.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, let's hear the first of her influences. This is In These Arms by The Swell Season. Influence number one at WMFO Medford.
Use the truth as a weapon to beat up all your friends. Every chink in the armor, an excuse to cause offense. And the boys from the hallway calling out your name. And true love will find them in the end. You were restless, I was somewhere less secure. So I went running to the road. And so now there's a long list of places I was. I quit my rambling and came home. 'Cause maybe I was born to hold you in these arms. Maybe I was born to hold you in these arms. Mm-hmm. you stay, but that asshole is gonna do you harm. There's a voice singing loudly on the radio just for you, and good fortune will find him in the end. Maybe I was born to hold.
WMFO, what a beautiful track that was.
Yeah, it takes your breath away.
Yeah, we were just talking during the song here, and you know, some people have been to this studio, and where you're sitting, I was commenting, you're right between these beautiful big JBL speakers, and you were just saying like, this is, I'm just hearing one of the songs I love so much.
Mm-hmm.
right here.
Yeah,
you know, and I know what you mean. I mean, it's You don't always listen to your favorites all the time, and it's always different depending on what you're doing. So, yeah, I'm glad you suggested that one. It's such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
The Swell Season was the artist in These Arms. So let's hear some more of your music, which is very important to do. Go Soon is the next one you talked about, and I know it's chronological. So where were you, when, what's it about, and what does Go Soon mean to you?
So I wrote this one in, I think, about 1 year ago.
Okay.
And it was about, like, it was after a conversation that I had with a friend about one of her friends who was just kind of, like, not treating people very well. And I was just like, I've heard this story before. Like, this is, you know, like, this is the worst to hear. Like, it's terrible when someone has this attitude and they think that they can, like, do anything they want. But, you know, it's a familiar story.
I was just going to say that, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Everybody sort of experiences that. So, Go Soon, what are you saying in the song? And is it written about these people or to that person?
Sort of to that person, I would say.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the lyrics are sort of, we'll listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay, so were you sort of saying Go Soon to this person?
I guess I'm saying, like, this person has to probably go soon and do the stuff that they want to do, and I'll just, you know.
And we'll just sort of, like, go on with our lives.
We'll go on with our lives, and this person won't change, but they'll just go and do the stuff that they've been doing, and yeah.
Okay, everybody, live in Studio A once again, Lina with Go Soon.
You think I don't know you, but I do. Oh, I've met you many times, oh, many times before. You think that she's too fragile, that she'd up and go unravel if you walked right out the door. Somebody is waiting on you. Am I wrong? You'll have to go soon. So leave it all behind with, leave it all behind with me. You say she won't see you leave. She can choose what to believe. All in her mind or all in your hands. Think you found the right solution. Sounds like simple substitution. And for how long will it last? Somebody is waiting on you. Am I wrong? You'll have to go soon. So leave it all behind with. the points you rearrange. What future do you see? When you leave, I contemplate, not upset, I just debate when our end will be. Somebody is waiting on you. Am I wrong? You'll have to go soon. So leave it all behind with, leave it all behind with me.
Oh, I love that. You know, I've figured out who it is that I think you sound like. I think you sound like when the Bangles first came out, like sort of Susanna Hoffs.
Huh.
That's quite a voice.
Cool.
You know, I mean, I think that you have a hell of a lot of control. Did you take singing lessons ever?
No. I was in a show choir in elementary school. We had like black pants and like black vests and like white,
of course,
white long sleeve shirts and like little red bow ties.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably my debut, but I mean,
and was that your idea? Or was it your parents' idea to get into a school presentation?
It was my idea.
Okay, so you knew you wanted to sing way back when.
Yeah. I liked to sing.
Did anybody ever tell you when you were singing around that hey, you sing well? I mean, did you get encouragement, or was it just you sort of saying, I think I can do this, and I just want to?
Yeah, there was some encouragement around.
Yeah, because you've got a voice.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was really nice. Your next influence is somebody that we've discovered. Mm-hmm. She's been around a year and a half, 2 years maybe, and we play a lot of Margaret Glaspie.
Oh, she's
and
so good.
And we really like her, and she's got a very distinctive voice as well. And her If and When EP is just something that we play a lot. We love it.
Oh, cool.
And I know this song Cynthia really well.
Really?
Yeah. Tell us about Cynthia from your perspective. I love this song.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a little story behind it. When I was booking in school for this folk music venue, it was called Postscript Coffee House, and it was in the basement of a little chapel on campus.
Way cool.
And it was a tiny room that was like used to be a storage closet, but then like 50 years ago they converted it into a little folk music venue. Like during the whole folk revival, especially in New York City with like Greenwich Village and all this other stuff, there was movement on college campuses too to like have these spaces for like expression and like talking about like politics and current events and what's going on, and like folk music was really a big part of that. And so this was established as part of that sort of little movement, and it somehow managed to survive throughout all these years, and it's a student-run venue, and a lot of people from all around come to play, and like some big names play, like Jeff Buckley played there, Suzanne Vega used to play there.
Oh man.
So it's like this cool little intimate crypt venue.
You said it was a closet. I can't picture that.
Yeah, it's like it's like a large closet, I guess.
Okay.
But like it's in the basement of a chapel, so it's like the walls are all made of stone, and it's very like cool and insulated, and the acoustics are really good.
Yeah.
So it was just a lucky find, I guess, for the founders of this to find this spot and like see that it has really amazing.
Yeah, I guess it would have its own wonderful kind of echo in there, being kind of concrete like that.
Yeah. And when I started volunteering there, one of the first people that I heard was Margaret Glaspie, and that was like 4 years ago or 5 years ago. And at the end of the show, she just like gave me one of these EPs. For free, because like I was there, and and like I was staff volunteering, and ever since then I've just been listening to it and sort of like following where she's been going with her music, and I love the new album that just came out.
Yep.
I know that she's like playing in Boston soon, I think.
That's
next
right.
week.
Yep.
So yeah, it's just she's definitely one of my big influences and part of that whole group of musicians that would play at this venue that I went to a lot, that I like booked for. So yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you know this, but at 11 a.m. every Saturday we have a show called Something About the Women.
Oh, cool.
And it's been going since 1973. It's 2 hours of all female artists, any genre, and Margaret Glaspie is near and dear to them.
Oh yeah, I
so
can imagine.
I'm not sure. It's a rotating four women that do it. I'm not sure who's here today, but I know that they're listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're going to want to talk to you about Margaret, because Margaret's awesome. Okay, so let's hear from Margaret Glaspie's EP, If and When. It's a beautiful song called Cynthia. At WMFO. Thank you.
protected and defended by all the strongest men on the block. And Robert E. crying down the highway, brother, if you're coming my way, you better stop. She's gone and you know what's wrong. About the pebbles on my shoulder when there used to be a boulder on my back. Oh, Cynthia, protected and defended by all the strongest men in the past.
Wow, talk about singing passionately, you know, and mm-hmm. really just being inside the song. Margaret Glaspie, what a wonderful artist.
Yeah.
You know, and Cynthia from her great EP that's called If and When. I'll share something that you and I were talking about while that was playing, because we talked yesterday just sort of last minute conspiring. And I said, you know, it's for me, it's really cool when I have somebody in for the first time and mm-hmm. we hear some live stuff from you and from your influences. And it strangely becomes very clear that these are your influences, and I can definitely hear you in her, or mm-hmm. you, or her and you, or both, and right? I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was saying that that could have been you. That mm-hmm. could have been you on that. Just a little more breathy, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outstandingly beautiful performance there. And speaking of which, we get to hear a few more live songs from you. And again, these are chronological, and the next one is called Explain Me Away, mm-hmm. and we'll play this one, and we'll go right into another one, too, after that. It's sort of a two-song live set, but Explain Me Away, I have not heard this one before, I don't think. Not on your SoundCloud, right?
It is.
Oh, it is? Hear it yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Okay, talk a little bit about this one.
Yeah, this one is about, I'd say it's sort of about, like, excuses, making excuses. Finding excuses for things and yourself.
Being a human being,
pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of people write songs about human foibles, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is one of those.
This is definitely one of those. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So another treat, everybody. Lynn live in Studio A. This one's called Explain Me Away at WMFO.
Explain say you're rooted in place. It's over for this one. Tell me the way. I trust what you say. You're rooted in place. It's over for this one. Forget it and let it bring futures to stay. Around the sounds are myself, take thoughts away. Forget it and let it bring futures to stay.
Beautiful. That was Explain Me Away.
Mm-hmm.
And so when in the chronology of your music did that fall? That was probably within the last year.
It was, yeah. I feel like most of the things, besides Time Well Spent, Time Well Spent was like from a while ago. Everything else has sort of been within the past 2 years, I'd say. Yeah. And so this one also just sort of poured out at some point.
That's a good thing to discuss. So how do you write? I mean, some people dream it and have to wake up and write it down.
Yeah.
And how does it work for you? I know it's lyrics first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it's always lyrics first. Yep. I'm definitely more of a writer than a music person. I'm not a technical music person, I feel like. I never, studied theory or anything. So for me, music has always been about definitely, the feeling of the music, but also very much so the lyrics. And I write a lot, and the lyrics are always just the first thing that comes up, that pops out.
Do you find that you're usually doing something when all of a sudden it's like, here come the lyrics?
Yeah, sometimes. Usually it's not I usually don't sit down every day to write or something. I don't have it. That would be good. That'd be a great habit to get into. But sometimes, I'll sit down and I'll be like, I'm going to write something, and then nothing happens.
No. Oh, okay.
And then
writer's block, yeah.
Yeah, just a writer's block. And then sometimes I just, sometimes some a sentence just pops into my head and I'm like, okay. And
off to the races.
Let's go. Let's do it. And then it sort of, sometimes things just form them, they just come together. Sometimes it takes a few sit downs to get everything right.
And I suppose you don't really know what to call it until after it's all done.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the hardest thing to say, okay, so what is this?
Right.
What did I just do?
Yeah. And even now, some of the names for these songs, I feel like are sort of not permanent. They might change, but probably not. That'd be a bad idea.
All right. So the next song you're going to do live is maybe called Here Again for a little while. Who knows? You may change it.
Mm-hmm.
But Here Again, tell us a bit about this one and how this came about and what it's about.
This one is, this one's about a friend that I had, that I have. And I felt sort of like a mental block and I couldn't get things done because I was thinking about when we were friends, when we were doing things. Cause I spent some time in London when I was in school. I did a year abroad there. And so this is about a friend that I made there. And we just haven't kept in very close contact really. But when we were there, it was she was one of my best friends there. We saw each other a lot and just we had a lot of fun and it was awesome. But
being in London, I mean, I visited there too, and it's a wonderful place. How did that atmosphere, or did that atmosphere sort of change the way you thought about this song or writing forward, or
mm-hmm.
what do you think?
I think there was one venue that I used to go to a lot there called Spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of like a lot of really awesome like folky, rootsy, bluesy artists who played there. And I would love going there. I worked in a cafe that was like right next door. So after work, sometimes we would like go over and see what was up, what was happening there. And it was so good. It was a lot of the people there were like sort of reminded me of Jeff Buckley a little bit. They had like that sort of feel.
Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all. Yeah.
Okay. So Here Again was about your friend in London.
Yep.
And you're going to do it for us now, right?
Yes.
Oh, here comes a capo.
Okay. The capo's on.
Okay, so we're ready. Live in Studio A again, everybody. This is Lena with Here Again at WMFO.
You're here again. You crossed my mind. And so I travel back in time to a place where you were his, and I was mine. I spoke softly and I watched slip past me, leaves to frost. I spoke softly and I watched time beside me collecting dust. Those months went by without a word. I saw you coming close before I heard. I knew that you would be the one to hear me too. I spoke softly and I watched time slip past me, leaves to frost. I spoke softly and I watched time beside me collecting dust. I saw you fading close to the end, and so I closed my eyes and hoped for the best and held you in too close before I had to let you go. Smoke smelling from my windowsill. I would sit and watch my thoughts until smoke spilling from my windowsill. I would sit and watch my thoughts until you'd call. So now I'm somewhere, you're in my mind for now. You won't settle there. So now I'm here, and you're somewhere. You're in my mind, you're near. Softly and I watched time slip past me, leaves to frost.
was really terrific. I don't play guitar, and I don't really know how that works, but I noticed that you when you're playing, it's very sparse accompaniment, which is nice. Do you find that you learned that from somebody that you emulate, or it's just the way you're comfortable playing, or how does that?
I guess it's the way that I'm comfortable playing, and I also am like so much in the process of learning guitar.
And you're self-taught.
Yeah. So like, you know, I learn through playing songs that I like and learning chords, and I took one lesson at Club Passim recently to learn how to do the bar chords, which I'm still working on. I feel like I'm definitely still learning. And I do what feels right and keep it simple.
Yeah, I mean the chord progressions are mostly major key.
Uh-huh.
And they're it's certainly nothing that, you know, like a fourth back to a, you know, like a G back to a C. I mean, you've got some almost complex chords in there. They're nice.
Yeah.
You know, they just sort of like tinge to the top of the chord there. It's mm-hmm. It's really nice the way that you do that.
And I like chords that sound a little bit different. That aren't always like major.
It's exactly major what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Right. So I try to incorporate those in there. And sometimes, you know, I'll like just play around on the guitar and I'll like find something that sounds good that isn't a chord that I know. And then I'll like,
I mean, it's
look it up. But
it's percussive in a way that is meant for an accompaniment.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really nice.
Just enough. Just enough to have something there.
It is. All right. Well, believe it or not, we're 12 minutes or so before the top of the hour, so I want to play your last influence, but mm-hmm. I'll make you a deal. I have to play a PSA. Can you give me 30 seconds?
Of course.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, it's WMFO Medford. Mike here on the mic here until 11 a.m. until Liz will join us from Something About the Women. And our in-studio guest has been Lina R. For this hour. And we've learned a lot about you, heard a lot from you, and we have one more influence.
One more influence.
Now, Bon Iver. Did I say it right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now this has got to be a kind of a recent find. He's only been known for a couple of years, right? Yeah, I mean, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think his first album came out in like 2006, maybe.
Yeah.
Or something. But yeah, I was definitely like late to the Bon Iver,
I definitely am.
Yeah.
I am.
So when I started listening to him, like two of his albums had come out, and he was just about to release his third most recent album, which he released last year, I think. And yeah, I had sort of heard a few of his songs before, but I never really like felt the need to like look him up or check him out too much. But yeah, there was this one year when I just started listening to him, and then he's all I wanted to listen to for like a solid 3 months or so. It was just like Bon Iver all the time. Because it was like winter, and I don't know, it was just perfect for the way I was feeling and like the season and everything. And I feel like his music is really, it's really beautiful. It's sort of sad, but then when you listen to it more, it's bright as well. So,
is there anything to him being a male artist as opposed to like Margaret? I mean, is there any difference in that for you, or?
I don't think so. I think it's just like the feeling that his music evokes. It's very, I don't know, it's just something very, just makes you want to listen.
So thanks a lot. You picked a song that neither one of us can pronounce.
Yeah.
Michikent. Okay, let's say that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not too familiar with this track. Talk about why you picked this one and we'll play it.
This one emerged as my favorite one, I think, from both of his albums. It's set to like a waltzy time, I think, which all my songs are sort of like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Three count for some reason. I just like can't not for now. I guess I'll learn how to change that with time. But yeah, so this one, and just the sounds and the melody are just really beautiful.
All right, cool. The last of your influences right now from Bon Iver, this is WMFO, Medford.
I was afraid I was a boy.
It's WMFO, everybody. That was Lena's last kind of influence. Very different from what we've heard before. Bon Iver, Michi Kent. I don't know. Make it positive. But I was saying that I love the instrumentation in there. And I asked you too if you thought you might want to play with a band.
Yeah.
And you've never done, huh? You've got to try that.
Yeah, never have. I gotta get a band together. Gotta get it going.
Gotta do it.
Gotta do it.
So when you do, or you have some more, don't be a stranger. Come back again.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah, I would love to.
Promise?
Yes.
Everybody's listening to you.
Yeah, pinky promise.
All right. I can't reach your pinky, but virtual pinky promise. Yes. Thank you so much, Lena. Really enjoyed your music and getting
Thank
to know you.
You
a bit better.
Yeah.
Okay. It was really fun. Okay. Thank you so much. It's just before 10 o'clock now. So as you know, on a Saturday, it means something about the women. And that's why I'm staring at Liz here. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's been a little while.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, I know. So how was your summer?
It was awesome. Yeah. A couple weeks ago, I went to my cousin's wedding and it was beautiful and it was all rustic and country themed.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It rained all day and then before the wedding, it stopped.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely.
That's terrific. So back in the squeaky chair today at 11, what do
yes.
you got? A good mix of things you've been thinking about? Or?
Yep. I have probably my favorite playlist so far. It's all songs about food and drink.
Really?
Yes. Of nice. All different genres.
Who's not going to love that?
Yeah. And time, you know, decades and all that stuff.
I'm such a foodie.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we look forward to that. You'll be coming up at 11 a.m. And I'm going to leave everybody with a track that I played last week. I admit it, but it's just so good. Gary Clark Jr. Covering the Beatles. It's on a soundtrack for the new movie Justice League. This is his version of Come Together. I'm Mike. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week at 9 a.m. Enjoy, everybody. Thanks for listening.